This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
We have a choice. We can curse people or bless them. I want to give you a powerful story told by one of my favorite preachers, Jack Hayford from Van Nuys, California. Jack Hayford said he was speaking in Seattle, Washington. He was surprised when he got off the plane. Usually when churches send people to pick him up, there's usually an elderly couple or an elderly gentleman, someone of mature in stature that will come to pick him up so that and take him to the church or the hotel, whatever the case may be. But this particular church sent a 19-year-old boy, to a young man, to pick him up. And Jack was a little surprised at that because it never happened before. They got in the car, they were driving from the airport to the church or to the hotel, wherever he was to stay, and Jack Hayford said that a car started coming down the road toward them. He said it was obvious the man was driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs or both, and was swerving both sides, just, you know, literally going from one side to the other. And Jack said instinctively, he said out loud, he put his hands up and said, "Look at that idiot. Look at that crazy idiot, what he's doing. He's going to kill somebody. He's going to kill us all." And Jack Hayford was surprised that 19-year-old boy sitting next to him with his left hand on the wheel put his right hand out and said, "God bless that man. God protect that man. Keep him from hurting himself. Keep him from hurting us and keep him from hurting anyone else." And Jack Hayford said he looked out of the corner of his eye at this 19-year-old and he was humiliated. Because the intuitive reaction of Jack Hayford in his own admission was Christian expletives. You know, what a loser, what an idiot, what a drunk. And here this 19-year-old boy had the maturity to say, "God, would you protect him? God, would you put a hedge around that man to protect him from himself and protect him from hurting other people?" Here's the question I would ask you. Which person describes you or me? I'll be the first to admit I'm the guy saying, "What an idiot." I don't know about you, but that's my response and has been my response to those types of situations. And if you're honest, that's been your response. Your words have power, power to affirm and power to destroy. Your words have tremendous power. Every woman and man in this room blesses and curses. Some of you cursed somebody yesterday. Some of you cursed somebody this morning. You say, "What do you mean by that? Do you mean to use profanity?" No, you don't have to use profanity to curse somebody. You don't have to use four-letter expletives to curse somebody. Just use some of the terms you saw on the screen. "You loser." "Well, you know what she is. She is so stupid." And we use those words where we place, in a figurative sense, not in some magical sense, but in a figurative sense, we place curses upon people. I don't mean that there's some power, magical power, attributed to your words. But I do believe there's still power. May not be magical, but there's power. I just read this week, that the average man or woman speaks 28 to 30,000 words a day. Now, some of you speak more than that. And men or women, some of you speak a lot more than 28 to 30,000. There are men and women who speak a lot less than that. One author said that the average woman who's home with a group of children probably saves her 30,000 words till her husband gets home. He's already spoken his 30,000 words. He's done. And she just wants to start talking her 30,000. And there's conflict because he's already spoken his 30,000. And he's ready to relax. And so there can be conflict over the words. But here's my point or question I want to ask you. If you speak 28,000 words, words of power.
Well, that's an amazing thought about the number of words we speak. What does that reflect in terms of what you said yesterday? What you said the day before yesterday? What you're going to say today? Let's continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.